Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the next 10th prophetic word is about, of 17, is about social media. You know, we kind of went reluctantly into the whole thing. We got to, this is kind of the new thing right now. As a matter of fact, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is traveling the world this year. And he says this is his year for travel. He's beginning to go out and meet. And it's kind of like, wow, that's kind of, you know, a billion folks are on, yeah, on Facebook.
2.3 billion, I believe, now.
2.3 billion. And so think about that. That's a way to reach folks. I mean, for example, we're reaching people from all around the nation. We'll talk about that in just a second. I want to hear what she has to say about it. What she has to say about it, this prophetic word, social media, internet, and the media sphere of culture that we talk about. There's a new media impact coming out that's going to reach the world. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Number 10, social media and the internet. Okay, media. Media is huge. And as Julie has already shared, there are these tensions, there are these agendas behind media right now to get ratings or, you know, ratings that will produce money in that. But there is going to be a breed of media servants who are going to forge ahead with the right motives, to bring forth truth and to bring forth the good report and the right report that is unbiased and is not about the ratings, but about, you know, just being authentic and genuine. We are going to see that. But social media in particular is going to be powerfully used for good and for evil. So God wants his people to use social media to give input for his truth. And we're going to see many, many Christians are going to start using media to put out the good word of the Lord. God's going to orchestrate many things to go viral through social media in order to get his word out. And so I want you to pray about how you can use social media effectively to get more and more word out to the masses. There are also going to be exposures of hidden sins and corruption that will be made known to the public through social media. Everything's going to come to the surface. So make sure that you are doing right. It's really interesting with this whole cyber world and that. And of course, we've got cyber hacking and everything going on. We're going to see more of that in 2017. But one of the things, you know, because we know that, you know, there was a supposed hacking of Hillary Clinton's emails and that. And she's just one example. I'm not picking on her at all, you know. But just to say this is that if you've got nothing to hide, if you are living upright, if you are living before the Lord in a right way, it doesn't matter what people find out about you. It will be pure. And so let's remain pure, because everything that is in the hidden place will be revealed. The cyber world is going to be stirred with great battles in 2017. Much prayer is going to need to be released to protect the masses from harmful invasion, from thefts, from exploitation and exposure. God will raise up many righteous ones who will be on the cutting edge of technology to thwart ungodly cyber hacking. And we need to pray for that, for the emergence of these righteous, you know, technically advanced people who will protect the assets of the righteous.
That's so exciting. I want to encourage you, first of all, realize that you know, the enemy has used a lot of different things to attack a lot of folks. But the biggest attack that's come in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, has been media with social media, internet, and that type of thing. And I want to encourage you that, you know, the Word of God says, all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory. But the thing about data reveals the fact that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And so the fact that you know, people have been tracking your life, and there's a lot of people that have been addicted to internet pornography and that type of thing going on. I think it's like 70%
large percentage.
And today's young people, they're so exposed to it, they don't even know that those things are, that they ever once were bad.
Right.
And they're so fallen deep into the crux of this. And I want you to know that you can be set free, you know, that you can call out to God and God will forgive you and restore you. But understand that, you know, whatever's whispered in the darkness, you know, it's going to be shouted from rooftops. And to realize that, you know, begin to say, you know what, whatever, I'm going to be bold for Jesus. I'm going to declare his name and I'm going to be a minister using media for the light and not for darkness anymore. And I'm very encouraged about that. As a matter of fact, we're reaching countries, over 100 different countries.
Yes.
Through what we're doing in social media. How many?
We're in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, India, Iraq, Tanzania, Indonesia, Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, United Arab Emirates, Nigeria, Brazil, Romania, Mexico, Sierra Leone, Ecuador, Algeria, Libya, United Kingdom, Serbia, Zimbabwe, Germany, Tanzania, Oman, Canada, China, Turkey, Albania, Qatar, Fiji,
Australia. You know, right now we're going into all these places through social media. Why would you not want to carry the gospel to these places? And that's what's going to be taking place. How to have a unique post that'll go viral. We put things up and they go around the world instantly within minutes, and people are being touched, thousands of people.
Encouraged
and inspired, and it's so exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.